Okay, that was the new Warpaint song, Love Is to Die. They are releasing new stuff soon. I think their album is coming out in January. Before that, I played you Empress Of with her song Hat Trick off of her EP Systems. And before that, I played you the new Dum Dum Girls song, Lost Boys and Girls Club. All right, that's it for the Cat's Pajamas today. Stay tuned. Dorothy's up next with Stereo Blues, and she has a very special show for you today. I will be closing out with one of my all-time favorite musicians who, as you probably know, passed away last weekend. Here is Lou Reed's song, Perfect Day. Rest in peace. Thanks for the tunes.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. All left alone, weekenders on our own, it's such fun. Just a perfect day, you made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
So if we let you in, CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
All right, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard the title track for today's show. That was the new Cousins split with Construction and Deconstruction. That was Crew. But I'm also really, really excited for today's show. I have a special guest, Jody Glenham, in studio. We'll be spinning her new Dreamer 7-inch that has just been released, actually. So hi, Jody.
Hi.
Anything that is.
So can you tell the listeners a bit about the record that we have here?
I recorded it down in LA with a gentleman by the name of Raymond Richards. I discovered him through the band Local Natives. He did a bunch of work with them, and then just being a liner note nerd, we went on. I just started looking more into his studio and people that he had worked with, and he'd worked with a few friends of mine, the Parson Redheads from Portland, and some other bands that just kind of seemed to fit the vibe I was looking for the new songs. So, yeah, and I was down in LA and took a tour of his studio, and it was just, yeah, it just felt right.
Yeah,
yeah, we were just sitting there and chatting, and he has a lovely studio dog named Sadie, and like she came up and she put her chin on my knee, and I was like, oh man,
oh my god, dogs. Oh, it's painful.
It's all about the studio animal.
Yeah. Like, this is it.
Yeah, this will be a good one.
very cool. Well, I have to say that the record sounds amazing, and these are two songs on the 7-inch that are going to be part of
a 6-song EP that will be out in February.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. And all of those songs were recorded at the...
5 of them were done with Raymond, and then I did one of them in town with Sean Cole. So that was actually, that's going to be Gypsy Babe, so the song I released earlier, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Great. Awesome. Okay, so we will hear more... of some tracks. We'll hear the EP today, but first I would like to play a track. This is from Rat King 2, released out of Halifax on Killer Haze Records, and here we go. Stay tuned.
Bye.
And we are back on CITR. We have Jody Glenham here. I'm really excited. She has a new 7-inch Dreamer. Really, really excited and gorgeous. Totally gorgeous. And Jody, you'll be playing at the Biltmore with Cataldo this Monday.
On Monday night, yeah, mm-hmm. for Biltmore's Record Club Monday. So okay. It's going to be the release party for the 7-inch. It's the first time I've had vinyl, too.
So, oh, really? Yeah. This is the first time ever? Well, like, how does it work putting something out on vinyl, actually? I've always been curious about that.
You just make sure, like, in my case, I just made sure that things were mastered to be put to vinyl, and then mm-hmm. I contacted the record factory, and we went through a bit of a hard time getting a decent test pressing, but I think it was just growing pains.
I see. So what is a test pressing, actually?
Test pressing is what the record factory sends you to approve, so before they, like, do the full run.
Okay.
So just to make sure that things got transferred properly, or that, you know, things are sounding decent, or, like, you know, that they got the track, like, if in the case of, like, an LP, that they got, like, the track sequencing properly.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
So, like, when you're recording for vinyl, how does that usually work? Like, how do you record differently for vinyl?
It's not so much in the recording process. I guess it's what was explained to me, that it's, things are just frequencies are different on vinyl as opposed to, like, MP3s and that sort of stuff. So they just EQ it differently in the mastering process.
Okay, because it's like longer waves, right?
I don't know what they told me. Yes. I wish it's too early in the morning.
I know it is early.
Can't even put words together right now.
Yeah, the day after Halloween.
I know.
So let's play some of this record here. This is side A, and you can pick up this record, and it's Lavender. There's some Lavender copies.
We did a limited run of Lavender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So very gorgeous. But this is the track Between You and Me.
Is there any mystery perhaps it's guaranteed it may come across as cold. So between you, me and the bedpost.
Thank you.
and that was Mazzy Star from her newest release, Seasons of Your Day, that was In the Kingdom. I think that's probably one of my favorite songs on that album. And before that, we heard Between You and Me.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, and what was, we were talking about the sampler on the keys. What was that called again?
Mellotron.
Yeah, and you were playing the flute sounding thing. I never knew that that was actually from the keys. And you were saying that it's like, it's samples. It's a,
yeah, it's like almost like one of the first sampling instruments. They're very cool. Very tricky to maintain. But yeah, it was awesome. Raymond has like a lot of vintage gear and stuff. So
what was the studio like when you were there?
The control room is set up in, it's a home studio, so it's set up in his garage. I refer to it as the sun hut because it was just like, there was like a lemon tree outside.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was just like, there was a big mural of the mountains. Raymond's from Idaho, so like the Rocky Mountains in that area, and just like a really like cool rustic vibe inside, just like lots of wood paneling, and yeah, just like very chill, absolutely. So it was cool. Lots of old vintage gear, like a piano from like 1903.
No.
Yeah.
So did you get, was there certain things that you totally just died when you saw it? You're like, oh my God, I love this.
Yeah, like I got to play like a marxophone and just like a lot of instruments that I'd never really gotten the chance to, you know, who has a marxophone just around their house? Not very many people.
I have no idea what that is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's a weird instrument too, but, yeah, I don't know what else to say. It was just neat. Yeah, it was cool.
That's awesome. And so the show is coming up at the Biltmore this Monday. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about the bands that will be playing with you?
Some friends of mine from Seattle are coming up for the show. They're called Cataldo. And the members are, they play in lots of other Seattle bands. Two of them play with Fences or played with Fences, and that's how I actually know them, is I've played some shows with Fences. But another one of them plays in Hamer Salis, so just like a, you know, solid Seattle-sounding band.
Okay, we'll have to play some later.
Yeah, some chill stuff. But yeah, so that's Monday night at the Biltmore.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So let's play the other side, the B side of the recent gorgeous, I keep saying gorgeous, that will be the word of today's show, Dreamer. This is the second track, Dreamer, and there's kind of a different sound between both of the tracks. Was there reason in that, or was there something that kind of inspired you to record Dreamer the way it is?
I guess it was just you're trying to capture, you know, sounds of the desert.
Sounds of the desert? Okay, awesome. Sounds of the desert.
Sky blue, to climb every mountain and howl at the moon. The world needs a sailor to keep the stars true, to challenge the wind god. Make love to you. We all need, we all want it, we all want, we all searching, we all. A champion to hope for the best.
guilt off your chest. We are all here. We are wanting. We are one. We are searching. We are here. We are wanting. We are lost. We are searching. We are here. The world needs a dreamer. Paint the sky blue. Challenge the wind gusts, make love to you. The world needs a dreamer. The world needs a dreamer. The world needs a dreamer. The world.
This fall, starting from October 30th to November 3rd, UBC Players Club presents a play written by John Logan and presented in arrangement with Samuel French. Comes the epic courtroom drama about two young men who murder a 14-year-old for what seems to be no reason at all. Come find out why and prepare to be blown away by the amazing cast and the awesome, complex storyline. You do not want to miss out. Seriously, there are only 5 shows left at Dorothy Somerset Studios at UBC. You will be like, OMG. So tell your friends and your friends' friends and your... Okay, you get the idea. So prepare yourself and get ready for Never the Sinner, directed by Paul Weston, rated R.
And we are back with Jody Glenham, and she has just released Dreamer 7-inch. Was it just recently released, like within the past week, or
the official release is Monday? But
the official,
yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I made it available via Bandcamp,
yes,
and some other ways. And I don't know. I guess I'm a bit of a purist in the fact where, like, I wanted to wait till like the 4th to like let it all out.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. with talking with some friends that run blogs or used to like more involved in that area of it, they were just like, no, that's not how it goes, and you just let it out.
Oh, really?
Like, okay.
Like, okay. What do I know?
Yeah. What do I know?
I don't know. I like that though. Like adding to the suspense, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But it's, we live in the day and age of leaking things, so yeah. I mean, if, yeah, do it yourself, right?
So the track that we're going to, oh, let's also talk about the show at the end of November.
Yes. Yeah, I just booked a show opening for a Calgary artist, Samantha Savage Smith, okay, at the Owl, mm-hmm, at the end of November, November 29th.
Awesome.
So that'll be a full band show as well. So I'm stoked to be playing with the people I'm playing with. It's very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So the next track that we're going to play is from Cataldo, who will also be playing at the Biltmore on the 4th. This is the track called Rock of Calvary from their most recent release, Prison Boxing. And is there anything you want to say about Cataldo?
I'm really looking forward to seeing them play, them play. Yeah.
Well, when was the last time you've seen them?
I haven't seen them play, not as this setup. Like, I've played, a few of the members used to play with Fences, and so I've played some shows with Fences, but yeah, not as this lineup, so it'll be cool.
Thank you. around here don't respect a thing at all. The boys around here don't respect me, don't respect me at all. It's been a while since the night that I first met you. I still got dusty shoes, fear of love, fear of losing. But I'll be alright if I could just stay in tonight. I don't wanna talk, just let me drink. Around here don't respect me, don't respect me at all. Boys around here don't respect a thing at all. The boys around here don't respect me, don't respect me at all. The boys around here don't respect a thing at all. The boys around here don't respect me, don't respect me at all. The boys around here don't respect me.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
And I can't. Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host, DJ, brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
We are back in studio. This is Jody Glenham in studio playing some tracks, playing her new 7-inch. What were some of the songs that we just heard?
We just listened to a Vancouver band called Actors.
Actors?
Yes.
Very.
And they have some very lovely hot neon pink vinyl over there.
Yeah. It's all about the colored vinyl. It's like,
And then we listened to some Samantha Savage Smith. And Fences and Cataldo.
Because you were talking about that really Western, like, folk sound, right?
Mm-hmm, like the classic Pacific Northwest.
Yes, Pacific Northwest.
Folk rock.
And this
vibe.
Is it yeah. right here. Yeah. And that will be playing on Monday at the Biltmore Record Club. And what is that if the listeners don't know about the Record Club?
So for Biltmore Record Club, you enter in the back stairs of the Biltmore. Mm-hmm. They close off just the sidebar, that side back bar, and the stage. And so the audience is right on stage with the band. And it's pretty intimate, and it feels a little bit like you shouldn't be there, like clubs of yore. But I think it's gonna be just like a nice, special, and intimate vibe. So, yeah,
this Monday, the Biltmore.
Yeah, so music will start like 9:30, 9:45, and we'll probably be on about 10:30. So.
And it's the official release for the 7-inch, and there'll be vinyl there to
there
purchase.
There will be, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah. And you can also purchase the 7-inch and the digital downloads through Bandcamp.
Okay.
So JodyGlenhamBandcamp.com. So,
yeah. Very awesome. So I would like to thank everyone for listening, and thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This is a lot of fun. I would like to play a track. This is Gypsy Babe, mm-hmm. and this was the most recent release before Dreamer.
Yes.
And this will also be featured on
the EP out in February.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so keep your ears and eyes open for February when the full length will be released. Exciting stuff. But hope you have a great weekend. Happy Friday. This is Gypsy Babe. Up next, we have Evan with Definition Soundwave, so stay tuned. After that, we have Scalds Hall, Radio Zoo.